Okay, cool. What are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're going to have to talk a little bit loudly in order to get over this the noise here in the warehouse.
Oh, hey. You got yourself a house, and now you have yourself a warehouse.
Yeah, industry is booming.
Is this what your house turns into in a full moon?
Yep, it's a transformer.
Yeah, it's a warehouse.
It's like a car who got bit by a warehouse, so it turns into an RV.
A car that gets bit by a house.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's when a garage door closes on the car.
Yeah. this is just the regular warehouse with industry.
Though. Yes, we're here. I'm cranking out assets, Gary.
I love assets.
On this forklift here, we have to be very careful how far up and down it goes, because we don't want to knock over the shelves and cause a domino.
No, nobody can stop.
Nobody can stop this horrible accident. So let's, I lost the manifest though, so we're going to pull down a random box, as it were, and see what's inside, okay?
And the arms of this forklift lift up and down in a really, really critical fashion.
Yeah, doesn't make too much sense, does it? But here we go, it's down. It's
okay.
We've got a copy of Pugsy.
Oh, hey, fuck.
Okay, this cool, is, I guess.
This is your baby. Pugsy's your baby. Own him.
So Pugsy's what I brought to the table, right?
Yeah, Pugsy's yours. So I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And I'm Pugsy. And this is After Suffering, the show where we play shitty games so you don't have to.
Yeah, why are you doing this to us?
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, that's right. This is one of those weird things. We're recording this one live for the Patreon backers, and we decided to do something different. We eschewed the randomization and decided to bring a game to another. I think I got the worst side of the deal, though, Gary.
Yeah, well, I thought that we had an agreement. We didn't, but I just thought, I was trying to outshit you, and then you come with this like Euro puzzle platformer that is, semi-reasonable.
Yeah,
but since Pugsy's yours, why don't you talk about your history with Mr. Pugsy and
Mr.
what
Pugsy
he means to you.
Yeah. You made him sound like, well, look at me, I'm Pugsy. Yeah.
But bone Pugsy and Harmony.
I picture him having more of like a smooth voice because of those sunglasses, right? He's got the sunglasses, yeah. Anybody who wears sunglasses is automatically smooth. No. So this is a game. I have no idea how it entered my neighbor's life. But, when I was a kid, we had another kid who lived on the street who liked him some Genesis games. And one of the games that he had was Pugsy, right? Went over there, played it like, oh, this is weird. And then when my parents asked, so what are you playing over there at Brian's house? I'm like, well, they got this game called Pugsy. And I was like, and little did I know that they were looking for Christmas gift ideas. So the reason, like, I built this up in my head because this is an inscrutable game, especially to an 8-year-old, I think, a little bit, despite the fact that it has a junior mode, because it is this really slow. Look at him go.
Pugsy Junior.
But it's got this really slow pace to it, where you're walking around and picking stuff up, and it's got these inscrutable connections between items, and it's just real floaty. But like, going back to it, I'm disappointed because I built it up in my head as this monster just because it was an inappropriate game for me at that age, right?
Yeah, it'd be as if your neighbor just played soft porn adventure, like, left and right. And you'd be like, what is this? It's funny, just one thing. Skype delay made your voice slur during part of that. So it sounded like you're like, yeah, I went home. My parents asked me, what do you play next door? And I was like, they got this game called Pugsy. is what it sounded like on my end. They got this game called Pugsy, Mom. It's called
Pugsy. It sounded like I was rubbing my nipples.
Like, Pugsy.
Pugs.
Yeah, he's a real special lad, that Pugsy. Little dude, I was surprised that this is a Traveler's Tales game. Mm-hmm. The makers of the Lego everything.
Yeah, they would go on to make really good stuff. This was only so I think that over our, you know, let's call it a like a quarter to a half of a year of taking shits on Euro games. Like, I've been operating under the assumption that Psygnosis was a developer. No, they're a publisher.
Yeah, they just happen to publish everything that like has the gross Euro feel to it.
Yeah, they happen to publish everything that like probably looks way better than the Genesis ought to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, like, it's almost a pretty game. It's got nice, like, it's colorful and everything, but just the, it has a shape problem. Like, the shape of everything is unpleasing to me, specifically Pugsy.
Like, shape problem is just a really, like, that sounds like a bad euphemism to diplomatically get around saying that somebody has a weight problem. Oh, he just has a little bit of a shape problem.
I had a friend who, he used to talk about his sister who was like a little bit overweight, not really overweight, but he used to just be like, she's not fat. She's just big. And like, just like, what does that mean? Like that's not sparing anyone's feelings.
Yeah. It's
like... And I'm sure it might've been this show, but I told you that the guy who I knew in high school who said about me once, you know, you either look like somebody who's much fatter than you that carries his weight really well, or somebody who's not as fat as you who is really letting it go, which is not a compliment or sparing anyone's feelings either.
That's just saying look weird and awkward.
That's true of anybody. Like anybody looks like it's like somebody who is slightly worse looking but looks a little bit better, uh-huh. or somebody who is slightly better looking who looks a little bit worse.
Well, it's kind of like if you fire two arrows, you fire one straight and then you arc it up, or you know, you fire the one arced and the one straight, they're going to land at the same time because of parabolas.
Yeah,
so it's Schrodinger's carriage.
But let's describe Pugsy.
Yeah,
as a
hippity hop.
He looks like a thing you'd ride all night long. And like a bloody teardrop with handles, like he's got to ride the bloody teardrop. If you know what I mean? Which sounds like a grotesque euphemism for something with menstruation, like riding the pugs, like the 1% that rides the pugs.
That's barely like a euphemism. It's more like a dysphemism.
It's just he's dumb looking. He's got the stupidest smile.
Yeah.
Like, I hate him. I really don't like him as an entity.
Well, like, especially on the cover, right? Like, in the game, he just kind of looks kind of goofy. It's like kind of goofy and over animated a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, on the cover, he's like, he's leaning up against a barrel. And he's like, you know, he sounds like he would never pronounce his G's, you know? Just hanging.
They call me pussy. I can't pronounce G's. I'm Pussy from Psygnosis.
I'm sorry, Psygnosis.
Yeah, Pinosis. Pinoy. They call me Puse from Pinoy. He's a cool dude there. I like him there. Yeah. Did you watch any of the thing this is based on? The Amiga demo Pugs in Space?
Oh, God, no.
It's based on this like Amiga demo because it was originally going to be developed for the Commodore. But it eventually got bought by Psygnosis and put on Genesis. But like, it's just like whimsical music while he walks around a town, and like, there's a part that's a real classics of game thing where he like walks out of a ship and falls face first, but the animation lingers on him laying down for way too long, and the music doesn't change. So just like a little Pugsy walks forward and goes, and then like. Like while he's laying down, just face first, the music continues. It's pretty great.
After six seconds, credits start rolling.
Yeah, well, then he goes to a town. It's really weird. It is.
I mean, is it like an adventure game? Or are you walking around town talking to people? Or
it kind of looks a little bit like that. You know what this game is like? It's like Dizzy.
Yeah, you're right. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like Dizzy meets Trespasser, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the fact that you have to forklift the items up and down as they go along, like at least is some cool like interactions, right? Like pretty early on, you realize you can mantle stuff.
Yeah, which is, well, here's the thing is you have to do that if you're playing on emulator, because emulators kick in the anti-piracy thing for it. You're supposed to have a much more robust jump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you have a shit jump because the game does this weird thing where it checks the SRAM. And then if it doesn't put anything there, but it checks if it can, and if it can, which is something that, you know, isn't on actual carts, then it's a pirated cart. And after a few levels, it eventually tells you to stop playing that silly copy and get a real cart.
That's pretty good.
You know,
that's pretty good. I think that addresses the piracy problem.
Well,
right.
What's interesting, right? Like, so game devs aren't really worried about emulation right now. Yeah, right. I haven't heard that. But like Pugsy solved it. Like, that's, you know, like, I'm really glad that more companies didn't do this, because we'd be up shit creek.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, just in
we
general.
Couldn't do the show. We'd just be, like, casting about for stuff we have, like, you know.
And I own plenty of bags. I own this game.
Yeah.
Right? But fuck if I'm going to plug in. I don't know that any TV I have actually has, like, a coaxial cable anymore.
Well, you own this, but you don't own, like, a lot of the stuff that we do.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, Gary, you don't buy every game that we play?
not for this show.
Yeah,
if I can help it. Yeah. I don't want to put money in the pockets of Big Pugsy.
Yeah, Big Pugsy. They're just going to rolling around influencing legislation.
Yeah, just lift it.
Yeah, just absconding with their chests full of pirate booty, both gold and cheese puff.
Yeah, and but the yep. The thing that makes it so shitty that you jump so bad, though, in this game is it's so slow-paced. Like, you're walking around, and you just have to build yourself staircases to do almost anything. Like, yeah. Third level on, it's just, like, so much a slow back and forth.
Did you run into the, like, fuck off and play a copy?
No, I just read about it. I got bored before I quit.
Okay. So I got through the first world. Like, I beat the first boss, the crazy pirate parrot. But yeah, I never noticed that. I remember having to build staircases in the actual physical copy, though.
I wonder if you just have to do it earlier.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That would make all sense, but I don't know if it's actually true.
I definitely remember it, but like as I got into the second world, like the forest world, like. There were just so many enemies and they were moving so quickly. Like that pace problem definitely extends beyond just the jump. Like you're having trouble the whole way through just because they start adding in more things that'll kill you. And like it handles like life and health really well, I think, like in an interesting way, right? Like you just have a shitload of lives that you can actually like choose the number that you start with.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just is like a persistent health bar that you always have. And sometimes, you know, dying to an enemy so you can take them off the field as a way to go ahead, as a way to proceed.
Yeah. I mean, like in a way, like because you start right where you left off. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't know how hard it is to over, you know, to get extra lives. Like I could see it being a real nightmare if like you run into some actual challenging points. But it is a rare example of a puzzle platformer on a console. You don't see a lot of that,
right?
Like this, but it doesn't. It has physics, which is also weird.
Yeah.
But mostly it's hard for me to get around the actual character of Pugsy and just how weirdly like assety it is. Like you collect stuff and you get points for bringing it through the skull door at the end, but you know, why? Like I don't, you know, it's just like I collected some scissors.
Yeah.
You know,
because they give you cut points.
Yeah.
If you collect 99 scissors, you get to fight Cup Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the same engine, though, and he moves as quickly as Mega Man would. So
I got 99 scissors.
It is
scissors.
A nightmare.
But a stitch ain't
one. That was a good one.
Oh, thank you.
The junior mode is actually pretty cool, too. I realize we're spending a lot of time talking about the game and not goofing off.
Yeah, it's not quite bad enough.
Yeah.
Like, it is bad, but not... Like, it's probably not even bad. It's well-loved. Mm-hmm. Like, people love this game.
Yeah. So, I have no idea, like, why I started taking a shit on this just arbitrarily throughout this, besides the fact that I just didn't understand it when I was little.
Yeah.
which is weird because like it was probably aimed squarely at somebody who was around my age.
Yeah, we just didn't have you didn't have that Euro brain that allows you to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have that installed.
Yeah, had to jack into the Euro brain.
Yeah, I was a Sonic kid though, so it's like maybe I just needed some blast processing.
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't fast enough.
Yeah,
for you. Like the one thing about Pugsy is he doesn't have Tude. Like that cover looks like he has Tude, but really he's just like a rolling, like lump of coagulated something like that has no Tude.
I love his walk cycle because you can tell he does a full 180 degree rotation. Yeah. he looks like that animated GIF of the fat kid. It was like haters gonna hate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
doing
yeah.
his walk.
Or if he was in a like a stage play and needed to show that he was fat. Like somebody comes out with a basketball under their shirt and does that, that wide cone walk.
Yeah, the waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's all about your center of gravity on stage.
Yeah, and Pugsy's got a low center of gravity.
Low.
So.
Papa hippity hop.
Yeah, Papa hip hop. Pugs don't stop. yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you get to a boss?
I got to the first boss and would have, I died and would have beat him. If I tried again, but I didn't. So it's just like, Pugsy. And then I watched the large portion of a speed run, a tool-assisted Pugsy speed run. Which is
can we play over-under on how long that takes?
Yeah, what's your guess?
I'm going to guess 16 minutes.
It's pretty good. 18 minutes.
Ah, man.
So, but if that sounds aspirational. You can do it. Get into tool-assisted speed run, Pugsy, and get to your 16 minutes.
Push the limit. I don't care what reality is. I want you to match my arbitrary guess.
I can't match a tool-assisted speedrunner at anything, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean
grocery shopping time?
Yeah, like... yeah, nothing. Nothing. Like those guys are the most like, why hasn't the military tapped tool-assisted speedrunners yet?
Like in some kind of weird version of Ender's Game or The Last Starfighter?
Yeah. Yeah, there are a bunch of little Ender's Games.
Yeah, you know, advancing real life frame by frame.
Yeah, you just like cut over to Osama bin Laden, and he's like he's got his missile array, and he's just like he starts typing in the coordinates, and then it starts playing Pac-Man, like it reprograms itself, and he just starts flipping out.
He types in the missile array and they launch, but then on his screen he sees Mario from Mario 3 getting through the entire level by jumping on all the missiles.
Yeah, and then they just fall back onto him, and then Pugsy kicks in the door and puts on his shades and whips out a cigarette and just slaughters him with a Bowie knife.
Puts out a cigarette on his eye.
He just puts the knife into Osama bin Laden's gut and then like slowly lifts it up.
why are we graphically describing Pugsy killing Osama bin Laden?
Because we love fucking America and we haven't forgotten.
Yeah, I love fucking America. Lady Liberty.
Yeah, Lady Liberty. Upskirt shots.
What's the
Lady Puse?
Man, I'm surprised with as much as I've like just browsed weird porn for amusement purposes that I haven't seen some kind of like giantess fetish stuff about the Statue of Liberty.
Well, I did just put Pugsy porn into Google.
Uh-oh.
Based on you saying that, because that's where I thought you were going to go.
Nope.
And I had a lot of hope that there would be some Pugsy porn. I was just like, hey, guys.
Look at me.
Unfortunately, it's one of those things, those Google image searches, where instead of giving me Pugsy porn, it's giving me Pugsy porn. So other, it's like, okay, there's Pugsy. There's Pugsy's on a ship. That's cute. Oh, here, he's lifting up a seashell. Oh, shit. here's a cartoon fox sucking its own dick.
That
God
why?
Damn it.
Huh? Okay, cool. I keep Safe Search off for exactly that reason. It makes stuff at work really awkward.
Yeah, I know that this is the kind of thing that happens in Abject Suffering anyway, where we talk about stuff that is on our web browsers.
Yeah.
Do we have chatability here? Look at this link. Look at these two first GIFs.
Let's see here. dragon porn always relevant?
It is a gif of like a dragon nodding, like knowingly nodding. And the bottom just says dragon porn always relevant. Dragon porn always relevant.
it's not so much a nod, it's more like a really self-assured like gangster affirmation.
Or do you think he's midcoitus? Is that what's going on?
No. I think his shoulders aren't going. Yeah. Like everybody knows a good fucking starts at the shoulder.
Yeah. Especially for Draco kind like myself.
Yes.
And he's right above a little picture that says the Dragon Fuckers League. So like, that's fine. But this idea of like dragon porn always relevant. Like it's very rare that I think dragon porn is relevant.
But sometimes it is. That's right now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's a very specific instance. But so no Pugsy porn out there. But like,
no. Someday. A lot of Pugsley Adams porn.
Yeah. Well, when you first said we were doing Pugsy, that's what I thought. I thought this was the Adams Family game where you play as Pugsley.
No.
Yeah, because I forgot Pugsley's name wasn't Pugsy.
Yeah. Pugsley's Odyssey.
Yeah. No, different than that.
Did you do the junior mode at all?
No, I saw it and read about what it was, but I figured I was skilled enough. To start right with the big boys.
Yeah, it's funny because you can actually like it gives you the ability to see more kinds of levels than you would otherwise see just by going through, because like all of the beach levels have the same soundtrack, kind of the same tile set or whatever, whereas each of the kiddie levels takes you through to one of these places. And actually the music in this is kind of okay. Like if you're okay with a soundtrack that is composed entirely of Genesis farts,
yeah,
it's actually really good.
They're good farts.
Yeah, like a good deep fart.
Yeah, there is high quality farts going on in this this game. So yeah, it's weird. Like people love this game. Honestly, I bet you like is pretty good. They're way worse games that we've done.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's okay. Mm. They can't all be losers. and you know, I've seen this shape now, so like I know what he is now.
Well, it's funny because like he's got those little handles, so you could get some good fuck leverage off of him.
God, the idea of like genetically engineering a Pugsy to so he has handles, because you get a good fuck off of him. Let's say you're going, you got backsies, but we don't know what Pugsy is like orifice wise other than his front, and like handles on the top of his head. Like you know, like you grab a Pugsy's hair as he's going downtown. Like you get and Pugsy, like you know, you talk about like a five dick mouth. Pugsy's got like
is that a thing? Is that a thing people talk about, a five dick mouth?
Yeah, yeah. You've never been the. I've heard that before, and guys being gross.
Ugh, which, man, that's awful.
It's a very specific situation that you're talking about.
How do the angles work on that?
I think they don't. You just the guys just splay their legs and it eventually looks like a dream catcher, like a Busby Berkeley dream catcher from above as their legs like have to weave around one another to get pentium tape.
You have to be careful. That's how you get a dick king.
Yeah. that's exactly what happened. Like or like you get your like the your Schwartzes tangled up like space balls.
Mm, yeah.
Where they're fighting the Schwartzes.
Hoisted by your own petard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, Pugsy. I like that the sunglasses are your like soak a hit thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like you pop those on and nothing can touch it because you're made in the shade.
It's like the remake of Duke Nukem where your ego is your health.
Oh yeah.
So like Pugsy, when he feels cool, he can take an extra hit. When he doesn't feel cool,
yeah,
no good.
Getting winged with a handgun bullet definitely hurts my self-esteem.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you know what, Cole? If you were really applying yourself, you probably could have dodged that. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, boy. Or caught.
Yep. What's that?
Or caught it.
Oh,
if you're really, I mean, don't be so easy on yourself.
I mean, you know, 16 minutes. Pugsy speed run, catch a bullet.
Yeah.
If you can't, then you're not like trying.
Aspirational. Yeah. Sigmosis are the people who made Wipeout, because I was trying to see what they've still done. Like they're the Wipeout people. They did the Wipeout for Vita.
Really? Those are good games.
Well, they did Lemmings and stuff. Sigmosis isn't bad. They're just weird.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh.
man.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, they kind of seem like the developer or, like, publisher that was ahead of their time and what they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. But they were, like, writing tech caches, tech checks they couldn't cash.
Yeah.
And, like, if they were, like, active today, you know, trying to make games that were, you know, as ambitious,
yeah,
right? They, like, they wouldn't be able to because it would just be too expensive, it seems like.
Yeah.
So I think that they stick out particularly in our imagination, like, because of that.
Yeah, I think so too. And just, like, the cross-cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like, it is definitely as I feel. they did a game called Daughter of Serpents that, like, looks like a badass graphical adventure game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I need to look this up.
It's pretty cool. Like, it's not funny. It just looks good. Yeah.
Well, no, it sounds like a Dark Souls boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely does. But yeah, just very attractive. Like, it was an attractive looking adventure game.
Oh wow! Look at those. Yeah. Look at that art.
Yeah. It is, like, this looks nice. I'm sure it's on archive.org. You can play this any time. Perhaps I will. Do you have closing thoughts on Pugsy?
No, I kind of feel bad for throwing so much shit at this. Like. I realized that beyond, like, a couple of the junior levels and some stuff, I didn't really remember what was happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't, like, you know, like, I had the music in my head a little bit, but I'm kind of pleasantly surprised. Like, I wouldn't recommend somebody, like, go and seek this out if they were looking to have. I wouldn't write on a bathroom stall if you're looking for a good time. Call Pugsy. He's got a 13 dick mouth and handles to hold.
Yeah, and handle. Yeah. And handle to
hold. Did you say hanal?
I was trying to get rid of the S in that sentence, but okay. It surprisingly didn't have very many, so I couldn't do that callback.
I feel bad.
Yeah, you've done Pugsy a great disservice, and the honor of video games must be defended.
Is this a redemption, you think?
This isn't a bad game. I don't want to play it, but if I had come across it at the right age, like, I would play it.
Yeah. How about you? You got any closing thoughts?
I have thoughts that I would have at, like, the end of a Checkout Comrade episode, not at the end of an Average Suffering episode. Like, yeah, this seems like it's perfectly reasonable, but I'm sick of puzzle platformers a little bit, you know? So, but
the genre is so overdone, it went back in time and invalidated all the previous ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even the very first, you know, puzzle platformers I'm sick of. The, I know.
Fucking
it, like,
Load Runner. Jonathan Blow getting up here ruining us with his pretentious shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid Jonathan Blow. I have nothing more to say about Pugsy. I wish that it had, like, if they were trying to make this into a mascot character, they needed to try harder. Like, he's a real placeholder.
Well, thing. I mean, think about it, right? Like, a good mascot cuts a good silhouette.
Yeah.
Pugsy has negative silhouette.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like the silhouette of, like, he looks like something else's shadow.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like part of a backdrop. He's gross. He's fine. Pugsy's fine. He's
doing okay.
Like, is it Home Improvement good? No.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
Well,
it doesn't feel as good to play, right?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, like, exactly. It feels bad. It's too slow. And gross and floaty.
Whereas Home Improvement has a grappling hook and also is pretty snappy.
Yeah, super
honestly.
Snappy. Like the kinesthetic. That's a Sonic game and a half right there. Like, yeah. So it's
and with as much as I liked Home Improvement back then, I probably would have had a good time.
Yeah. Why didn't you play that? Yeah.
You dummy.
Yeah.
When your parents asked you, what are you playing? Why didn't you lie? Say Home Improvement.
Or just like, what do you want for your birthday, Cole? Home Improvement for Genesis. Yeah.
They didn't make it for Genesis.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. You're a Genesis kid.
Yeah, so. I was a garbage pail kid.
Yeah, you were a garbage pail kid. So that's why you had Pugsy. Hang out in the garbage pail with Pugsy.
Ooh.
Use his gross, like, dick handle ears to get yourself some... Get the garbage scow going top to bottom.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's Pugsy.
That's Pugsy. So anybody who's listening to this after the fact, we are actually recording this live in front of people on a live stream. And if you want to watch that kind of amazing content, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and give us at least $5 a month. We do these live streams once a month. And this one is Abject Suffering related.
So. Yeah. If you like these live recordings, let us know. It's easier to do for this one because we're not, like, editing. What you're getting, like, what you're seeing is actually what's going to go out.
Yeah. I wouldn't hold any hope for, like, a live Bonfireside chat unless we did it as, like, a special, like, we need to buy some time. Let's do a Q&A, like, a live Q&A thing. and just went out, you know, unedited as hell. But
yeah,
this show.
But yeah, if you like this, let us know, and we can try and do more of it.
Yeah.
But
and also, if you hate it, let us know too. Like, don't feel pressure.
Yeah, we like to hear it both ways. We just want to know what you think.
And also, this is not that different than what it would be if we weren't doing it live.
True. True.
So it is essentially abject suffering.
Yeah. So if you want to help us out, we don't talk about the SoundCloud enough, actually. Like, that is a great way to share bits. You can actually point right to a particular time. If you're like, hey, these guys are pretty funny, try this stuff out. You can do shares and embeds and stuff like that. And that's at soundcloud.com/abject suffering. That in addition to like the iTunes and stuff like that, it's all a great way to help us out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Until next time, what should they watch out for, Cole?
They should watch out for Courier Crisis, because that's what we're talking about next, and it's a fucking nightmare.
It's pretty rough.
All right. Umbasa.